Paul Russo also added a prediction.
The average miles per hour without any accidents or anything like that, I would say 130 miles an hour.
The late Bill Vukovich's 1954 record of 130.840 miles per hour looks like a hard one to beat. Pat O'Connor.
If we have very few caution lights this year, we will probably see this race run at near record speed, which is 130.8 miles an hour. And I think that possibly the winner of this year's race, not having too many caution lights, will run at least that fast or maybe a little faster.
Jimmy Reese.
A few caution lights and good weather, probably a little over 130 miles an hour. I believe that the fellows will have to drive the car so hard to keep the average up that they're going to run right through their tires and probably have to make three stops instead of two, and this should bring the average down.
Troy Ruttman.
A lot depends upon the amount of yellow flags out, and they don't know this year, but what they might have to make three pit stops, which would have a big bearing on the overall speed. I would definitely predict it won't be faster than Vukovich's record, which was set in 54.
Old-timer Pete DiPaolo, now retired from the racing game, was the most specific in his prediction.
Well, I think the average, I'm guessing, it's unpredictable. I say 130.13.
It's easy to see there's a lot of respect for Vukie's record among the drivers, and many felt that even if the record could be broken, it wouldn't be by very much. It's 1 p.m., Wednesday, May 29th. At the Tower Terrace in Section 14, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the United States Auto Club conduct the final driver's meeting. Tony Hellman.
I know how much you all want to win the race. I don't blame you. There's a lot of hazards here and a lot of danger. And let's have just a little heart for everybody and everything down there tomorrow and try to get this over without any accidents or anything like that.
And try to be what you all are, champions. And when you go down there, let's look like we're a regular racing organization and we know how to start a race. And from the bottom of my heart, I hope everyone, best of luck.
And now, Chief Steward Harry McQuinn.
I want to talk a little more about this start in detail. You've got a bulletin that states as a pace car comes down the main straightaway on a pace lap, it will swerve onto the pit driveway and cross the starting line on the pit apron. All cars must maintain their position until the pace car actually crosses the starting line and until the green flag is displayed as a pole car crosses the starting line. The penalty for leading the pace car across the starting line positively is a loss of one lap, and any driver who, in the opinion of the stewards, violates any portion of this rule will be called in for consultation on his own time.
Harlan Fengler, the referee, explains the start.
I have a few items here. One is to tell you that there will be no alternate cars. The next is to caution you on this new pit entrance. The occupants of the first few pits are worried. They think you're going to come in there with them. So use a little caution, will you? Pat, you know that you're on the pole and you're in control of the cars. Eddie, you must not come across that line ahead of him. Troy, the same goes for you. Now, this is a wonderful flying start. And you all know that the start of the race occurs when the pole car hits the tape under the flag, so you're all free to go at that time. And God bless all of you.